This Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchem, Chodesh Menachem Av. We begin the month of Menachem Av, the month in which we have the 9 days, culminating with Tisha B'Av. Hopefully, we'll be celebrating this year Tisha B'Av Leidas Mashiach, as the Medrash says. And the Shabbos, the parasha that takes us from Tammuz to Av, is Matos Masai. These two parashas are always read in the 3 weeks, no matter what. Pinchas most of the time, but Matos Masai are always read in the 3 weeks, either together as this week or separately. It is also Shabbos Chazak. We always have a Chazak in a difficult period during the 3 weeks. There's a Chazak during Yimei HaSfira, Bahar B'Chukosai, there's Bayechi, right before Asara B'Teves. There's always a Chazak, a Chizuk, that the Hashem gives us during difficult periods, during these days, Yimei Bein HaMitzorim, in which we experience the Bateired Piloim, the Yerida in Zman. There's the Parashiyos that are Mechazek us. And Parashas Matos Masai has in it amazing remozim, insights to the 9 days, to Tisha B'Av, the Hemshech to what we spoke about last time with Sichon and Og, the conquering of Sichon and Og, which the Parashiyos talk a lot about it these weeks. This Shabbos, next week as well, in Devarim, it's mentioned again in Vayeschanan. Sichon, as we mentioned, is Keneged Chodesh Tammuz, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Moshe conquering Sichon enables us to be able to transform Shiva Asa B'Tammuz into a Yom Tov, while Og Melech HaBashan corresponds to Tisha B'Av. That's why there's such a fear to conquer him. Tisha B'Av still has not been conquered. Tisha B'Av corresponds, Og Melech HaBashan corresponds, as the Megala Amukai says, to Yishmael. Sichon is Edom, and Og Melech HaBashan is Yishmael, which Yishmael is the current Golus that we are in right now. Sichon is associated with Chodesh Tammuz Av. Og is associated with Chodesh Menachem Av. And the Torah talks to us about what happened to the cities that the Jews conquered from Sichon and Og in this week's parasha. And we have one story in this parasha, in Matos, in the first of the two, where it says, Mikner Rav Hoyu Levnei Ruven Velevnei Gad. Bnei Ruven and the Bnei Gad had a lot of cattle, and the Pasuk says they wanted that part of the land to be theirs. And the Torah now enumerates the names of the cities. The Pasuk only says the names of cities here in one Pasuk. Atorois, V'divoin, V'yazer, V'nimra, V'cheshboin, V'el-ole, Yusuvam, Unavoy, Uva'oin. 9 cities. Rashi says, May Eretz, Sichon, V'oig, Hoyu. These were from the land of Sichon and Og. And Klal Yisrael conquered these cities, and they were given, as we read in the parasha, to Reuven, Gad, and to half of Menashe. There are many, many questions concerning this part of the story in the little time that we have. One of them is, why does Moshe agree to their request? Why does he grant them their request? He's only concerned that they might not cross the Yarden and repeat the same mistake as the Meraglim. But once he finds that, once they tell him that they're willing to cross, not only are they going to conquer the land with Klal Yisrael and in the front lines, but they're going to wait till after the division of the land, he's satisfied. Why is he satisfied? It's not Eretz Yisrael, the Cha'ira. This is the land of Sichon and Og. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was there. Moshe Rabbeinu was told he can't go into Eretz Yisrael, so it can't be Eretz Yisrael, because if it's Eretz Yisrael, how can Moshe Rabbeinu be there? So why does Moshe Rabbeinu grant them their request? If they would have asked to live in New York, would Moshe Rabbeinu have said, okay, as long as you cross the Yarden and you help us conquer the land, or in France or anywhere else, why is this okay? We also find that Moshe Rabbeinu hopes that because he conquered Sichon and Og, he will be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. This we find, Rashi says this in Vayeschanan, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I prayed and asked that I go into Eretz Yisrael, I thought that perhaps Hashem is no longer angry at me, and perhaps the promise that he made has been annulled. Rashi says, La'acha shekibashti Eretz Sichon va'oig domisi shemahu tahanedr. After I conquered the land of Sichon and Og, I thought that maybe the oath, the promise that Hashem made, is no longer in effect. Why did Moshe think that? Why should he think that? The land of Sichon and Og, L'cha'ira, again, is not Eretz Yisrael, so why would Moshe Rabbeinu think just because he conquered Sichon and Og, therefore he would be going into Eretz Yisrael, and plans are changing. We find this in the previous parasha too, in Parashas Pinchas, Moshe Rabbeinu also, it says, Kimet Shenichnas Moshe Lenachlas B'nai Godu B'nai Reuven. Rashi says it's on the Pasuk, Alei El Har HaAvorim. He was happy, and he says, Kimeduma Lishahuta Nidri. Why would he think that? Why would he think that the neder had been annulled? And it's interesting, this is the parasha where we talk about Hafaras Nedorim, Parashas Matos. The whole concept of Hafaras Nedorim is the concept of Geula, because Golus is associated with Shvua. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that Hashem swore that Klal Yisrael will go into Golus, and the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim cried, who's going to be Matir, the neder of Hashem? If Hashem swore that we're going to go into Golus, how are we ever going to get out? And as we find at the end of Matos, where Moshe Rabbeinu complains to Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad, and he says, are you repeating the same mistake? Vayicharaf Hashem b'ayom hahu vayishava. Hashem swore that that generation will not go into Eretz Yisrael. Golus is associated with Shvua. Geula is associated with Hafara, the removal of the Shvua. Like the Shalosh Shvuas that we have in the Gemara Ksubis, concerning not to rebel against the nations, not to forcefully leave Golus. So Geula means they're no longer, these oaths are no longer in effect. And every time as we begin this time period, commemorating the Churban during the 3 weeks and the 9 days, we read Parashas Matos, where we first read about the concept of Hafaras Nedorim, that a Yochid Mumcha can annul a vow. Even the vows that Hashem made, the Shvua of Golus, can be nullified. So why does Moshe Rabbeinu think that in the land of Sichon and Og, just because he conquered the land of Sichon and Og, things have changed and he perhaps now will be able to go into Eretz Yisrael? And why does he allow Reuven and Gad to receive this portion of land if it's not Eretz Yisrael? Well, it's also very difficult here, which very few Mefarshim address. The Ramban mentions it, others, but very little about it. Al Pi Pshat, is where does half of Shevet Menashe come in? Reuven and Gad, they were the ones who asked that this portion of land be given to them. No, there's no mention of Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Later, when it says that Moshe grants them their request, the Pasuk says, Vayitein lohem Moshe levnei Gad velevnei Reuven v'lachatzi Shevet Menashe ben Yosef. As the Gemara always says, Menashe mandachar shemei. Who's talking about Menashe here? What are they doing here? They never asked for this. Why? Especially if this is not Eretz Yisrael. So certainly, why is Moshe Rabbeinu giving half of Menashe? And if you're giving Menashe already, why are you doing it in halves? Reuven, you're not splitting in halves. You're not splitting Gad in halves. Why are you splitting Menashe in half? What's going on? Why is Menashe mentioned here at all? And it's interesting that all the parashas that I read during the 3 weeks have Menashe in it. Menashe is in last week's parasha in Pinchas, the Benoist Slavchad, Ben Chayfer, Ben Gilad, Ben Menashe. Again here in Matos, again at the end of Masei, where the Benoist Slavchad marry their cousins from the family of Menashe. And then again you have it in Devarim. At the end of Devarim it talks about how the portion of land of Oig Melech HaBashan was given to Yair Ben Menashe. And in Voeschanan we talk about the Yer Miklat, and there it says, yes, Goylon Baboshon La Menashe. Menashe is mentioned over and over and over again. The Torah is definitely hinting something to us by repeating Menashe over and over again here, and especially during this time period. What is the connection of all of this to the 3 weeks, to the 9 days, to Chodesh Menachem Av? Chodesh Menachem Av is the Chodesh of Shimon. Tammuz is Reuven. Av is Shimon. From all the Shvatim, Shimon suffers the most. Shimon never receives a bracha, not from Yaakov and not from Moshe Rabbeinu. The only Shevet never to receive a bracha is Shimon. Yaakov scolds Shimon. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't even mention him. He's only hinted in the bracha of Yehuda, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, as Rashi brings down in Parashas V'zayis HaBracha. Yosef puts him in jail, right? Which the reason for that is because Shimon is the most responsible for the Mechira. Shimon is the one who said, Hine bal hachaloymais halozeh bo, vayomer ishal ochiv. It's Shimon who wants to kill Yosef. Shimon is the most responsible. As we mentioned in a previous talk, probably a few years ago, one could listen, look it up. Shimon is Chodesh Menachem Av. Menachem Av is the month in which we lost the Beis HaMikdash because of Sinas Chinam, which started with the brothers in Yosef, which the one who was the most responsible for it is Shimon. Shimon, on the other hand, was also the one who redeems Dina, takes Dina out of captivity. He's the one who goes into the city of Shechem, and he's Mekayim, the mitzvah of Pidyon Shavuyim. That's why Chodesh Menachem Av can go both ways. Chodesh Menachem Av is the month of Churban. On the other hand, as the Medrash says, the Yalkut Shemoni says in Melachim, Binyan Beis HaMikdash will be in Menachem Av. Since Av is the fifth month, the Chodesh HaChamishi, corresponding to the fifth sphere, which is Hoid. L'cho Hashem HaGedula, V'HaGevura, V'HaTiferes, V'HaNetzach, V'HaHoid. Hoid is the sphere HaChamishis, Keneged, the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara says in Brachos, V'HaHoid Zuhi Beis HaMikdash, meaning the fifth month is associated with Beis HaMikdash. Aaron HaKoyen is Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, also mentioned in this week's parasha. The Chodesh HaChamishi, the Chodesh of Hoid, Aaron is Keneged, the sphere of Hoid, which is the Beis HaMikdash, which is where Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, serves, meaning that Menachem Av is the month associated with Beis HaMikdash, associated with Ahavas Yisroel, as Aaron was the Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, as we'll be reading also this week in the Pirkei Avos. The key to Geula is Ahavas Yisroel and Achdus Yisroel. Golus is Sinas Yisroel, Golus is Pirud, the misunderstanding Yosef HaTzadik, the Chalukas Malchus Beis David, and all of the pirud and division and the sinner till this very day is the cause and the reason for the churban and nothing else. The key to geula is the rectification of that, which is achdus and ahavas yisroel. Shimon displayed tremendous ahavas yisroel when he rescues Dina from captivity. Shimon is meiser nefesh. As the pasuk says in Vayishlach Vayikru Shnei Bnei Yaakov, Shimon Velevi, again, Shimon is mentioned first, so Shimon gets the credit for going in there, killing out the entire city of Shechem, and rescuing Dina, which ends up being Yosef's mother-in-law. If Shimon did not rescue Dina, Yosef wouldn't have married Asnas, there wouldn't have been a Menashe and an Ephraim. So even though Shimon is the most responsible later on for the Mechira and for wanting to kill Yosef, but there was the remedy was there before the wound, the refuah was there before the makkah, because Shimon was the one who rescues Dina, who ends up giving birth to Asnas. Shimon marries Dina, as Chazal tells us, he swore to her he will marry her, and he rescues her, and he takes her out of captivity. So Menachem Av is the month of Shimon. Shimon has a terrible Yerida, especially because of the Maisa of Shittim, as we read in the previous parashah, 24,000 who die, were mostly from Shevet Shimon, Zimri. And Chodesh Menachem Av has a terrible Yerida. Even Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't bench Shimon. Reuven receives a bracha. Yechi Reuven va'al yomois v'hi mesav mispar. But not Shimon. Shimon is waiting for Mashiach. Moshe was misak in Reuven, but not Shimon. Shimon will be rectified when Mashiach will come. Because Mashiach will come when there will be Ahavas Yisrael and Achdus Yisrael. Mashiach will be Isaac and Pidyon Shvuyim. He will redeem all the captives, which is what Shimon did with Dina. And therefore the month of Shimon is destined for greatness, which now the month of Shimon has fallen. The month of Shimon will be the month of Geula. Tisha B'Av will become the Yom Tov. Tisha B'Av, Leidas Mashiach, will be the Yom Tov that it's destined to be. And Menachem Av will be the month which it was originally intended to be, the month of Beis HaMikdash, the month of Hoy, the Chodesh HaChamishi. We know that Yaakov Avinu compares Reuven and Shimon to Ephraim and Menashe. Ruvain Vishima, Ephraim Menashe, Kiruvain Vishima and Yihiyuli. The Balaturim says Ruvain Vishima is Begamatria Menashe Ephraim. Meaning, Reuven is, and Ephraim is Keneged Reuven, Menashe is Keneged Shimon. Menashe rectifies Shimon, Ephraim rectifies Reuven. As we mentioned last week, Reuven is Chodesh Tammuz, Shavasa B'Tammuz, the Tikkun for Tammuz is in Tishrei. Simchas Toirish Miniatzeres, and that's Tishrei, which is the month of Ephraim. Shimon then comes on to Menashe. Menashe is Misaka and Shimon. Menashe therefore is associated with La'osid Lavoi. Menashe is connected to Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Says the Bnei Yisoscha, based on the Yalkut Shemoni and Melachim, this is a Medrash, this is not just some innovative idea that someone recently came up with, this is a Yalkut Shemoni in Melachim. The Yalkut Shemoni says that the Beis HaMikdash will be dedicated in Mar Cheshvan. So we have here Binyan Beis HaMikdash in Menachem Av, Chanukas Beis HaMikdash in Mar Cheshvan. Menachem Av is the month of Shimon, Mar Cheshvan is the month of Menashe. We see here already a connection between Shimon and Menashe. And as we enter now the month of Shimon, which is Menachem Av, we're learning about Menashe. Moshe Rabbeinu on his own is giving Menashe a portion of land on both sides of the Jordan. The question is why? And the teretz is, this area of the nine cities, starting with Atarais down till Ba'ain, mentioned here at the beginning, after Shlishi, today's portion of Chumash, these nine cities correspond to the 9 days. Rabbeinu Bachya says these nine cities are the nine spheroids from Keser till Yesod. Malchus is the next pasuk, Haoretz. The first one is Atoros. Atoros means the crown. Atoros are crowns. The two crowns that Klal Yisrael received by Matan Torah when they said Na'aseh V'Nishma. We lost that because of Chet HaEgel. In Eicha we read, Nofla Ateres Roshenu. The crown has fallen off our heads. Tisha B'Av, we lost our crown. We lost the Beis HaMikdash. We lost the Malchus. We lost our crown. Atoros, which is one of the nine cities, and the first one mentioned here, corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Atoros is Begematria Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yoimar Elikechem. When the Nechama will come, and that we say right after Tisha B'Av, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, Atoros will be reinstated. Everyone will receive their crowns. And Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov. We know that, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, Menachem Av is created with the letter Tes. Every month is created with a different letter. The letter for Menachem Av is a Tes. Very, very appropriate. This is the month in which we deal with the number 9. Tes is 9. There are 9 days. Tes B'Av. The first time the Tes is ever mentioned in the Torah is in the word Tov at the beginning of Chumash Bereishis. Vayara Lekim Esa'or Ki Tov. Tov is Begematria 17. That's a remez, as we said last week, to Shavasa B'Tamuz. And then in the word Tov, you have Tes Beis, which is Tes B'Av. Which Tov starts with a test, which is 9, corresponding to the 9 days in Av, which what happened over here, as Rashi tells us, the light was hidden, the Oir HaGonuz, the light was put away for the future, the light was concealed. That's exactly what happened on Tisha B'Av. The Beis HaMikdash was concealed. The Oir was Nignaz. The Beis HaMikdash went into hiding on Tisha B'Av. That means it's hidden in Tisha B'Av. It's there. And it has to be revealed. The Targum translates Atoros as Machlelta. Machlelta is usually, it's very interesting, Targum never translates the name of a city or the name of a person with an Aramaic meaning. Atoros should have been translated as Atoros, that's the name. Uncles translates Atoros as Machlelta. What's Machlelta? Machlelta comes from the word kolel. It's kolel everything. Atoros is the level that we know in Kabbalah, it's called Keser. Keser is the highest of the spheres. Keser means a crown. The Ratzon Hashem. Keser is Ratzon, which is higher than everything, higher even than Chochmah. L'maylam in Adas. Atorais, which means crowns, is Keser, is Machlelt, it's Kailul, everything. But right now it's hidden. Nafla Ateres Roshenu, on Tisha B'Av, as we say in Eicha. The Yom Tov that is Misakein Tisha B'Av is Purim. Chanukah is Misakein Shavasa B'Tamuz. Purim is Misakein Tisha B'Av. On Purim we see the exact opposite of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av we read in Eicha, Nepach le'evel mechaylenu. Our joy has turned to sadness. On Purim we read, HaChodesh asher nepach lohem miyagoin l'simcha. The sadness has turned into joy. Mordechai walks out of Achashverosh's palace, the pasuk says, Mordechai yotzeh milifnei ha'melech b'levush malchus t'cheles v'chur v'ateres zohov g'doyle. Mordechai is wearing an ateres. This is atoros, corresponding to Tisha B'Av. If you take the word Tisha B'Av and you just take the miloy of Tisha B'Av, that means every word has a miloy, like a tuf is tuf yud vav. The miloy of Tisha B'Av without tuf shin ayin hey beis aleph beis, that means the hidden part of Tisha B'Av, is begematria bayis hashlishi. The bayis hashlishi is hidden in Tisha B'Av. The miloy of Tisha B'Av is begematria purim al shem hapur. In the Megillah it says, al kein koru layom ha'ele purim al shem hapur. Purim is the Bechina of Bayis HaShlishi. Purim we were Zeichet to La'asid Lavai in Golus. As we mentioned, Purim time. Purim is Adela Yoda, which is the Bechina of Keser, which is Atoros. And Purim was the Yom Tov that Mordechai was Doiresh Toiv. He searched and dug deep to find the good in each and every single Jew. He was Malamed Tzchus on everyone. That every Jew has in him hidden Toiv, hidden good. It's hidden, and it has to be revealed. And the more we look at each other that way, the faster Hashem will reveal the hidden, the Beis HaMikdash, which was hidden on Tisha B'Av. Machlelta, which is what the Targum refers to as Atoros, is Begematria Doiresh Toiv. We have to be Doiresh Toiv, like Mordechai did, Melamed Tzchus, Havei Donis, Kol Ha'odom, Lekav Tzchus, as we read in this week's Pirkei Avos, in order for us to be Zoichet to the third Beis HaMikdash, which is hidden. The more we appreciate the hidden good that every single Jew has, which the Shvatim did not appreciate, Yosei, Vayiru Yosei Meirachot, they saw him from far away. They didn't realize that he had hidden in him, he was a Tzadik Nister, he had hidden in him Toiv. They thought he was Ra, and they felt that he should be killed. Shimon was the one who wanted to kill him. Shimon felt that he was Ra. The tikkun for Shimon then, which is the tikkun for Menachem Av, the tikkun for Golus, is to be melamed zchus on every and any and every single Jew, no matter who the Jew is. And that's the only way we're going to get the Bayis HaShlishi in an oifen of Achishema. These nine cities were conquered from Sichon and Og, but Sichon and Og really didn't own these cities. These cities didn't belong to Sichon and Og. These cities belonged to Amon and Moav. The Gemara says, Amon and Moav tiharu b'Sichon. We were allowed to get them because Sichon and Og took them away from Amon and Moav. Otherwise, we couldn't get them because Amon and Moav are from those nations that were not allowed to conquer b'zman ha'golus. They will be Eretz Yisrael in the future. The three nations that will be Eretz Yisrael in the future, which the 3 weeks correspond to those three nations, the Gimel Moichim, Chochma Bina Da'as, the Gimel Umois of Keni Knizi Kadmaini, which were promised to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was promised that Eretz Yisrael will be a land of 10 nations. 7 we already received. 3 we're going to get in the future. That's what this is here. Sichon and Og took away parts, not the entire, because the entire thing will be given to us, Lasid Lavoi. Parts of Amon and Moav were conquered by Sichon and Og, and then delivered to Klal Yisrael. We took it away from Amon and Moav through Sichon and Og, and therefore this is Eretz Yisrael. This is the Eretz Yisrael of the future. And Moshe Rabbeinu finds himself now in the Eretz Yisrael of the future, which is why he thinks that if he's able to live in the Eretz Yisrael of the future, so why can't he go into the Eretz Yisrael of the present? If he's already in the Gimel Moichin, if he's already Zeichet the Keni Knizi Kadmaini, he's already conquering that which will be Eretz Yisrael in the future, he should also be able to enter Eretz Yisrael de la Eis Ata, the Eretz Yisrael of now. And that was his mistake. Hashem said, you have to conquer this in order that Klal Yisrael will be able to conquer this later on. That you have to conquer. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who could conquer Sichon and Og, especially Og Melech HaBosham, who the Tumah of Og, the Klipa of Og, was so powerful that only Moshe Rabbeinu can conquer it. And the Klipa of Og Melech HaBashan is hinted in our Torah, it's in the Targum, Machlelta is Begamatria Og Melech Bashan, which Og Melech HaBashan corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Conquering Og Melech HaBashan enabled us later on to be able to conquer the 9 days and to transform the 9 days into Yomim of Simcha. These 9 cities originally belonged to Amon and Moav. They have an aliyah, they go to Sichon Va'og, and they're given over to us. So we take these 9 cities, which we could not conquer at that time, and they were in the hands of tremendous Tumah, and they are given over to Klal Yisrael, who now is able to conquer and live in these lands. Og Melech HaBashan, the land of Og Melech HaBashan was given to Menashe. The land of Sichon was given to Reuven and Gad. Reuven and Gad asked for it. Reuven and Gad got Sichon. That's as far as they were able to get. They only got the land of Sichon. Menashe gets Og Melech HaBashan, which the land of Og Melech HaBashan, because it fell lower than the land of Sichon, because Og is a greater Tumah, needed greater Kedusha to be able to conquer it. So Moshe Rabbeinu on his own gives it to Menashe. Why Menashe? Menashe, we learn in Parashas Miketz, and this, the Yalkut Reuveni says this, but Kitzer, he just says that this was sort of a punishment to Menashe based on a Medrash of Psikta, that Menashe was the one that Yosef said to put the goblet in Binyamin's sack. And as a result of that, the Shvatim ripped their clothes. Vayikru'usim loisam, we read at the end of Parashas Miketz. He caused the Shvatim to rent their garments. As a result, his portion of land is ripped. He gets half here and half over there. Half on one side of Eretz Yisrael, half on the other side. But in reality, it's not a punishment. It's a tremendous chus that Menashe receives a portion of land on both sides of the Yarden. On today's Eretz Yisrael and the future Eretz Yisrael. What kind of einish is it? It's a chus. It's a schar. Menashe is the tikkun of Shimon. Menashe did a tremendous thing here by putting the gavia, the amtachas binyamin. Yosef's kavana was to bring the Shvatim together. His kavana now was to end the Golus. His kavana in Parshas Miketz, which we read Hanukkah time, was to cause the Shvatim to unite like never before. He wanted to see if Yehuda will be Meisen Nefesh for Binyamin. He wanted to see if the Shvatim from Leah's children will risk their lives for Rachel's children, which was the pagam with himself, that they were willing to cast him away. He wanted to see what they'll do with Binyamin. And the way to do it was he had Menashe put the goblet in the sack of Binyamin, and as a result, it's true, they did rip their clothes, but that causes Yehuda to come back and to talk very tough to Yosef, Vayigash El of Yehuda. And as a result of that, what happens? The Shvatim unite. There's Achdus. The tikkun for what happens before that, which Shimon is the most responsible for. is rectified by Menashe. Menashe is the one who puts the goblet in the Be'amtachas Binyamin. It's interesting, the Bnei Yisroel says that was the remez to Chanukah and Purim. Because Gavia, which is the goblet, Gavia is Yud Gimel Ayin Beis, which is 13 times 72. 13 times Chesed. He says that's Purim, Asher Yishlo to Ayehudim, is Begamatria 13 times Chesed. And then there's, of course, Chanukah. Binyamin is Kislev. Binyamin corresponds to Kislev. And that's Chanukah. Binyamin is also Mordechai and Esther, who come from Binyamin. So you have that whole story is Chanukah, Purim, which Chanukah and Purim is the tikkun for Shavuos and Betamuz and Tisha B'Av, all through Menashe. Yosef gets, Menashe is the one who puts the goblet in the sack, which leads to the achdus of Yehuda and Yosef. That's why the Haftarah of Vayigash is about Mashiach. The first Haftarah that talks about Mashiach is Vayigash, where you have the unity of Klal Yisrael, the unity, the two mamlochas, the two kingdoms unite, and there's no longer any pirud. Menashe plays a very important role in that. Menashe is the Isis Shmoina. Menashe, therefore, is associated with eight, which is the future. The world of the future is the world of eight. The Kinar Shel Shmoina Nimen, Lamanatzeach Al Hashminis, which is Mashiach, who's going to introduce to us the world of eight. Therefore, the eighth Chodesh, which is Mar Cheshvan, is the month in which Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will take place. It's interesting that the first Beis HaMikdash was completed in Mar Cheshvan, but the Chanukah wasn't done until the following Tishrei. That's why Mar Cheshvan was upset. Says the Medrash, Hashem said, don't be upset, you'll get your chance, you'll get your chance in the future, La'asad Lavoi, the month of Menashe. Just as Menachem Av, which has fallen, the 9 days, the Tess, has fallen, the month of Tess, this is the month in which was created with the letter Tess, the 9 days have fallen, Tisha B'Av has fallen, as a result of Sinas Chinam, this is the month of Shimon. At the same time, Menachem Av is the month in which the Tess will rise. Tisha B'Av will be a day of Yom, Tisha B'Av will be a day of Simcha. And it's interesting that Shimon is really the Bechor. Why is Shimon the Bechor? Because Reuven, as the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh discusses this, that we really can't talk about this at all, I'm just saying what the Aruch Chaim says, we can't even fathom the Kedusha of the Avos and the Shvatim, but the Aruch Chaim says that Yaakov, when he was with Leah, when Leah conceives Reuven, his mind was with Rachel, because he thought she was Rachel. So that was a shtickel pagam, as the Aruch Chaim discusses at length on the pasuk Reuven Bechor Riata, and he says, as a result of this, there was the story of the Bilbul Yitzue Oviv, Ayishkav Es Bilha, was because there was a shtickel pagam, a little bit of a pagam there when Yaakov was with Leah. So the first sort of pure child that Yaakov and Leah have together is Shimon. Shimon is the one who brings about the Yerid, who brings about the Golus, which the Golus leads to Golus Yishmael, because who sells Yosef to Mitzrayim? It's Yishmael. The Yishmaelim are the ones who sell Yosef to Mitzrayim. And the final Golus is going to be Yishmael. The final Golus that we're going to be redeemed from, when the Chet of Mechiras Yosef will be totally forgiven and totally rectified, will be when Yishmael receives his Ma'pola. And Yishmael will receive his Ma'pola, as it says in the Melchama of Gog Magog, where Mashiach ben Yosef, the descendant of Yosef again, will play the important role in wiping out the legions of Gog Magog and Yishmael. That will be the final revenge for what Yishmael did in selling Yosef. Just as this week's parasha we read about the revenge of Midian, the Kaim Nikmas Hashem Me'ez HaMidyanim, which Pinchas takes the main role here, because Pinchas is a descendant of Yosef HaTzadik, as Rashi says, so he's taking revenge from Midian for what they did in selling Yosef, because they also were involved, the Hamidonim, Machru Oisai LeMitzrayim. So this explains to us why Moshe Rabbeinu thinks that he can enter Eretz Yisrael now, because he's already in the Eretz Yisrael, the La'asad Lavoi, and why he agrees to give Reuven and Gad that this portion of land, because it is Eretz Yisrael, it will be Eretz Yisrael. They're not asking for New York, or for a different, or for France, or for some other portion. They're asking for what's Eretz Yisrael, La'asad Lavoi. But Menashe receives a greater portion. Menashe receives the portion of Oig Melech HaBashan, which Oig Melech HaBashan corresponds to Tisha B'Av, which Oig Melech HaBashan corresponds to Menachem Av, to Yishmael, and the conquering of Oig Melech HaBashan, that's the Geula HaAmitis V'Hashleim, but that's the complete Geula. When we conquer Oig Melech HaBashan today, as Moshe did then, it's over. Then we're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. As soon as Moshe finishes conquering Sichon and Oig, they're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, as we read, as we'll see in the next parish. Achrei Hakoysa Yisichon Melech Emayri Yis Oig Melech HaBashan. We're ready to go today too. When we conquer Edom and Yishmael, and the Golus ends, we're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. When Tisha B'Av is no longer a sad day, Tisha B'Av is a Yom Tov. The letter Tes has an aliyah. These nine cities corresponding to the 9 days. Atarais, the crown is restored. Tisha B'Av is a Yom Tov. Shimon receives a tikkun through Menashe, and therefore Menashe is mentioned over and over again in these parashiyos. Precisely because this is the time when what's incumbent upon us during this time is to beg for the geula, not just to talk about what you're not allowed to do during these days. We're not supposed to go swimming in the 9 days, and we can't do this, and we can't do that. Everything is just negativity. The purpose of it is to daven and to beg Hashem and to cry out that we should, that this should end, and that we should experience geula. The tzipisa liyeshua has to be intensified during this time, and that we see in these parashiyos, which each one of them talks about Eretz Yisrael. And the second of the two parashiyos speaks about the Arei Miklat. The Arei Miklat, we find interestingly, the topic of Arei Miklat begins this week, continues in Va'eschanan, and it ends in Shoiftim. Three times in Chumash, we read about the Ir Miklat. And the Arei Miklat was set aside three different times, and each time, three cities. There were three cities on Be'eva HaYardin, three cities on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, and three La'asid Lavai, which the pasuk says in Shoiftim, "V'yosafta lecha oid shalosh orim al hashalosh ha'ela," says Rashi, "Harei teisha, you have nine here. When we're going to get Keni Knizi v'kadmoini, we're going to have nine cities: Sheba Eve Hayarden, Sheba Eretz Yisrael, v'gimel la'asid lavoi. Nine cities of Ir Mikla, just like we have these nine cities here, Atarais v'divine that were conquered, that we took away from Sichon and Oig, originally belonging to Amon and Moav. There are nine Arei Mikla. What's an Ir Mikla? The city of refuge, where we're protected from the Goyal Hadam. The Goyal Hadam, says the Gemara, is the Yetzer Hara. These nine cities protect us from the Yetzer Hara. The 9 days are days when the Yetzer Hara has power. On the contrary, the 9 days are days when the Satan takes over. These are terrible days of din, especially Tisha B'Av. But the nine cities of Arei Mikla are the cities where we protect ourselves from the Goyal Hadam. And that we start reading this week. As we start the 9 days, we read about the nine cities and the nine Arei Miklat, beginning this week in pairs of three. As we start now as we now are in the middle of the 3 weeks, which the 3 weeks correspond to the Gimel Moichen, to Keni Knizi Kadmaini, to the Geula Hashlishis, the Beis HaMikdash Hashlishi, which all have to do with the number three, ending with nine. And it's interesting that Rosh Hashanah, which right after Tisha B'Av, we start preparing for Rosh Hashanah. In fact, Svarim bring that, it starts Shivasa B'Tamas already. There are 72 days from Shivasa B'Tamas to Rosh Hashanah, corresponding to the word Chesed. Chesed is Begamatria 72. 72 days of Chesed, even the 3 weeks, are included. Kabetz Nitche Amo Yisrael. Nitche is equal to 72. The 72 days that we can be Mekabetz Nidachim. But right after Tisha B'Av, it really starts. Also, the 50 days after Tisha B'Av, preparing us for Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is to blow nine tekiyos. Min HaTorah, you only have to hear nine tekiyos. Teisha. Teisha, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, and as it says in the Mishnah, shalosh shel shalosh shalosh. That's the lashon of the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Three pairs of three. Just like you have three cities of Arei Miklat, pairs of three. There are nine cities. The 9 days are preparing us for the nine tekiyos of Rosh Hashanah, which Rosh Hashanah is Geula, B'tishrei Asidin Ligoyel, especially this coming year, because this coming year is Tovshin Ayin, Teisha, Tovshin Ayin, Tosha, Bayom Lem Tivosha Yehuda V'Yerushalayim, Tovshin Ayin, whoever thought we'd ever be holding by Tovshin Ayin, but it's almost Tovshin Ayin, 2 months to go, we're still in Maitzoy Shviyas, in the Shnas Hakel, at the end of a Shavua, of a 7 year cycle, where so much happened in these last 7 years. And everyone hopes, and still hopes, because the year's not over, that this could be the final Moitzoy Shviyas when Ben David Ba. And we know the Gemara says the Mashiach comes in a year after Shemitah, which is the year we're in right now, which actually extends until after Sukkot, because we know Sukkot is still considered, till after Sukkot is still considered the year before. So Tavshin Samech Tes going into Tavshin Ayin, it's stretching it a bit, but we are hoping that it'll still be Maitzoy Shviyas, so we can be zeichet to what the Gemara says, but Maitzoy Shviyas Ben David Bo, the coming year, Tavshin Ayin, 770, interesting number, Tavshin Ayin is Begematria V'yotzo Choyter Migeza Yishoy. And especially this coming year, which is a Shabbos year, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. And when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, all the Svarim say that it's a tremendous, tremendous year, we don't need the Shofar, because the Shabbos itself accomplishes what the shofar does. Or as Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditshava said, Hashem himself blows the shofar, Tekabe shofar Godel Chayruseinu. Shabbos Hula Hashem, as the Pasuk says. Shabbos Hula Hashem is Begematria Tavshin Ayin. Teisha, the 9 days, are really 9 days of tremendous, tremendous chesed and tremendous toiv that's gone us in these 9 days. And the Pella is, where do we find the number 9 mentioned over and over again? Dafka in these weeks, you have the 9 cities here. You have in the next weeks, in Masay, it talks about the 9.5 Shvatim. Tishas Hamatois Vachatzi Hamata. That Eretz Yisrael is a land of 9.5 Shvatim. On the other side is 2.5. So the other side is 9.5. And there are 9.5 days of Avelis. Because the Avelis extends until midday of Yud Av, as we know, until Chatzos. So it's really 9.5 days of Avelis, because we were banished from Eretz Yisrael, which is the land of the 9.5 Shvatim. But the biggest Pella is, as we move on into Devarim, as we get closer to Tisha B'Av, and we get into the 9 days, and we read about Oig Melech HaBoshan, and again, Oig Melech HaBoshan corresponds to Tisha B'Av, and he corresponds to Yishmael, and he's the greatest of all the Tumas, and even Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to conquer him. Says the Pasuk, the size of his bed, Haloi Arsai Erez Barzel, Haloi Hibarabas B'nei Amoin, Teisha Amois Arka. That's what the Pasuk says in Parashas Devarim. Like, who really cares how long or how wide the bed of Oig Melech HaBoshan was, which you're not going to find too much of it in Sfarim that talk about Pshat, because there really isn't no Pshat. But Al Pi Remez and Drush and Soy, there's a lot, obviously, in this Teisha Amos Arka that you have in next week's parasha, which is connected to this, that Oig Melech HaBoshan corresponds to Tisha B'Av, so it makes sense that his bed is 9 Amos long, because he's the Bechina of Teisha. And in Zohar it says, in Tumah, there's no 10. Tumah can only reach 9. We have Eser Sfirois, we have the Indian of a Minyan, we have the Pintel Yid, the Yid Yud is 10. By Goyim, they don't get up to, they only get up to Teisha. But, not getting into that, the bed of Oig, the Tumah of Oig is the Tumah of Teisha. When Oig is conquered, we're Zoicha to the Yeshua, which in the word Teisha, you have the Shoirish Yeshua. We conquer Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is no longer a Seir day, which corresponds to Oig Melech HaBoshan. We have our Torahs, and we have Teisha, we have Tavshinayin. Tavshinayin is coming. Which is Teisha. We have Tavshinayin, we have the Yeshua. Therefore, everything that we have in these parashiyos, the discussion of the 9 cities conquered by Sichon and Oig, given over to Klal Yisrael, to Reuven God, and particularly Chatzi Shevet Menashe, who Menashe is the Tikkun for Shimon, the Melchama of Midian, which was the Melchama against Machloikis, which Midian is the Uma that represents Machloikis, Kiyodua. Midian is from the Lashon Modain Umeriva. The whole concept of Nedorim, Haforas Nedorim, in this parasha, and the next parasha, we have Eila Masei B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yotzu Mei Eretz Mitzrayim, which talks about the Masois, the 42 stops, the 42 stations, the 42 travels that Klal Yisrael travel on their way out of Mitzrayim. Even though we're entering the Mitzrayim of time now, the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, we're learning in Chumash how Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, how we can go out of Mitzrayim precisely during this time, which is a Mitzrayim, which is a time of terrible constraints during these days, and terrible Midas Adin, and Dinim, and Halachas that we have to keep, things that we can't do. This will all be removed, this will all be taken away, and there will be tremendous harchav. I mean, Hameitzar Karosi Yonariv HaMerchav, which we say when we hear the 9 Tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah. We're leaving the Meitzar, and we're entering the Merchav. We go from constraints to relief, which we shouldn't have to wait till Rosh Hashanah for that, but already now, these 9 days should become already 9 days of Merchav, Merchav Amiti, Ir Miklat, where we can experience refuge from the Goyal Hadam. These 9 days should be 9 days of Miklat. It's Yadua, the Chodesh Elul is considered the Chodesh of Ir Miklat. Because that's the month in which we do tshuva, that's the month that we build and we rectify all that which was destroyed in Menachem Av. Why should we have to wait till Elul? The 9 days themselves should become the 9 Orei Miklat. Tisha B'Av especially should be a day of Midas HaChesed. The Chesed should be revealed. The Or HaGon is that which was hidden, that which was concealed at the beginning of creation in that Pasuk, Es HaOr Ki Tov Vayavdel, will be revealed on Tisha B'Av itself. That's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that Tisha B'Av is the day of Leidas Moshion Shel Yisrael, the Moshiach, Teisha, the Moshiach of Klal Yisrael, Mashiach Tzidkenu, was born. He was revealed already on Tisha B'Av. The tikkun, what happened on Tisha B'Av can be rectified on Tisha B'Av. The churban, which is sinas chinam, the hepech of achdus Yisrael, can be rectified on Tisha B'Av itself and prior to that, as we get ready now for the month of Menachem Av, and the parasha ends with the marriage of the five daughters of Menashe to their first cousins. We have a chasana at the end of this week's parasha. We're getting ready for a time when chasanas are not allowed, a time of avelus, and Parshas Masay ends with the chasana of the Bnei Menashe, the daughters of Tzlavchad, with their cousins from Menashe, are marrying together and are receiving a portion of land. The Torah is hinting to us that this very time, which is connected to Chodesh Adar, we know Mishanichnas of Mima'atin B'Simcha, and Mishanichnas Adar, Marben B'Simcha, the same that happened to Adar can happen to Av, and it will happen to Av. Just like in Adar, we increase in Simcha, despite that it was originally a month of Yoga, and so too the month of Menachem Av will be transformed to a month of Simcha. It's interesting, it's a Pella also. There's only one time in the entire Chumash where the word Adar appears, and it is in Parshas Masay this week, concerning one of the names of the places that are part of the Gevulei Ha'aretz. The Pasuk says, V'yotza Chatzar Ador, V'ovar Etzmoin. You have the word Adar here, it's certainly a remez, that even in the month of Menachem Av, we can turn Menachem Av into Adar. What happened to Adar will happen to Av. Like we saw what happened on Purim, that will happen on Tisha B'Av, and will be zeicher to the gilu, to the, that which is hinted in the miloy of Tisha B'Av. The miloy, b'gematria bayis hashlishi, as we mentioned before, will be b'hizgalus, it will be open to all, and we should be zeicher to the ma'apala of Yishmael, and to the tikkun of Shimon, with the achdus of Klal Yisrael, and Menashe and Shimon, and the entire Eretz Yisrael, the land of the seven umos, and the land of the three, will be together, given to us, la'enei kol. Tonight's shiur was dedicated, le'ilei nishmas, Zevulun ben Yitzchak, to Hendish Masai Tzura B'Tzvar HaChayim.